This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. African officials are converging on Niger's capital this weekend for an African Union summit that begins the operational phase of a long-sought continental free trade zone. About 50 heads of state were due to arrive Friday, a day behind their foreign ministers for Sunday's summit on the African Continental Free Trade Area. By integrating economies and reducing trade barriers like tariffs, the pact aims to increase employment prospects, living standards, and opportunities for the continent's 1.2 billion people and make Africans more competitive regionally and globally. U.S. President Trump said Friday he is considering issuing an executive order to add a question on citizenship to the U.S. Census as a court deadline approaches for the administration. It's one legal workaround of the U.S. Supreme Court decision blocking the inclusion of the citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Mark Sherman explains why it's important.
The census is held once every 10 years, and it's used to distribute seats in the House of Representatives among the states, and it's used to distribute hundreds of billions of dollars a year in federal money. The Census Bureau itself has said that adding a citizenship question to the census would have the effect of depressing immigrant participation and also participation of Hispanics.
That's AP's Mark Sherman. NATO and Russia did not make any breakthrough on the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty and talks at the alliance headquarters. Speaking to reporters Friday in Brussels after a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council, Jens Stoltenberg said that we did not see any sign of Russia being willing to come back into compliance with the INF treaty. He said the chances of a resolution on a landmark Cold War arms treaty were going down day by day.